Hello, everyone.
Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Professional Women Entrepreneurs Empowerment Radio. This is your host, Dr. Ramona Holly Major, a.k.a. The Co-Pilot, joining you this evening. Thank you for tuning in for Taxi into Position Radio Show. You've just been given your boarding pass, so let's get ready for takeoff. I want you to be sure to check out our new Facebook page. If you haven't done so, search PWE Empowerment Radio and like our page for all the latest show information and updates on PWE projects. Let's jump right in for our show this evening. We have our special guest for this evening is Ms. Delisa Barian. She comes with an extensive bio with her education and professional and community experience. So let me share some highlights with you. Ms. Barian has over 20 years of experience in the energy sector, working extensively with industrial and commercial clients on business and energy management projects. So yes, ladies, there are lots of women out in the energy sector too. This includes introducing technologies that would eliminate bottlenecks in client processes to improving energy performance within building envelopes. In the last 5 years, Ms. Barian has worked in energy analytics and smart grid sectors, promoting demand-side resource technologies that help optimize business operations. In 1995, she founded Strive Incorporated to help change the trajectory of at-risk youth. This year, congratulations, Strive celebrates 20 years. 20 years, I can't believe it's 20 years. Of serving young people and families with a program in Pennsylvania and now in Florida. Ms. Barian is committed to excellence with unparalleled dedication to customer satisfaction. She lives her life mission by leaving the space she occupies better off than it was when she found it. This applies to her life both professionally and personally by helping to protect the environment and developing human assets. Ms. Barian is the proud mother of 3 beautiful daughters. She also has her Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering from University of Pittsburgh and her Executive MBA from St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. So, and you look at her resume, it's extensive, her philanthropy and service. She's on the board for the Valley Youth House, Jack and Jill of America past officer, the Lehigh Valley Pit Club, the University of Pittsburgh board member, YWCA World Conference delegate in Kenya. So she's just been all over the place. She's a mover and a shaker, and we're excited to have her on our show this evening. Ms. Barian will be sharing her expertise this evening to equip you with the steps needed to get you to your destination by soaring to success in your workplace. The topic she will be sharing with you tonight is on influence. Influence is something that is critical for you to be an effective leader. If you are unable to influence people, you cannot be an effective leader. I'm going to, before I turn over the show to Delisa, I wanted to ask a few questions about how you achieved your success. So I wanted to say welcome, Ms. Barian, and we are excited to have you on Taxi into Position.
Thank you, Dr. Holly Major, for this opportunity, and it's such a pleasure to join you all this evening.
Thank you. So I wanted to start with, you know, we see people that are successful and doing things, and we want to know oftentimes how they got there and what did they do. So I wanted to say, what has been the secret to your success? What has been helpful for you as you rose through the ranks?
I would say customer focus. And your customer could be your family member, it could be a person on your job, it could be the actual end-use customer. What I found that has been really key to me developing as a professional was having a sharp focus on what the needs of others are. So not looking at what the widget is I might have to sell or what the solution is that my company is representing, but looking at where the customer is and what do they need to move their organization forward and could I solve that problem for them. So I've taken that approach in really all aspects of my life, And I found from a business perspective that what has made me very successful in building my my career and actually closing many deals, multi-million-dollar deals, just because customers trusted me because I looked at what was in it for them versus what was in it for me.
Great. And that solving problems actually probably was a big driver in you starting Strive, which is celebrating 20 years this year. So congratulations on that milestone.
Thank you very much. It is, you know, how Strive all started was we're just looking at what were the needs in the community. And I've been a volunteer since I was in college. And from my volunteer time at the university and then after I graduated, I came back to the community I grew up in, and there were opportunities to be a tutor, a mentor. And I noticed there was a piece missing on leadership. So I looked to see how could we incorporate that with the organizations that I was volunteering in. And at the time, there wasn't a fit. So Strive was born, mm-hmm. and we are just blessed to have achieved 20 years this year.
Yes, that is awesome. And the Lehigh Valley and Florida are reaping the benefits of that 20 years of service. And when we speak about our success, oftentimes there's someone in our lives that has had an impact on us, whether it's a family member or a mentor in the community. Can you name a person who has had a tremendous impact on you as a leader?
Yes, so there's so many people that I attribute my success to, but one person in particular, Dr. Carl Lewis, he was the head of the engineering program at the University of Pittsburgh. I remember that first day I set foot on that campus, he made a statement to everyone there, and he says, look to your left and to your right. When you look around in a few years, you're not going to see those people anymore. And from that moment on, I started to understand the importance of people that are placed around me and what people will help me move forward. So Dr. Lewis, he said that, but then he followed up on that. He always was, to me personally, you have to be great at whatever you do. You have to do more. You can't just do, you know, what's required of you. You have to do a little bit more. You know, he says, understand that everyone is not for you. So you can hang in the dorms, and it was all related to college. He's like, you can hang out with the students, you know, have fun, but recognize who's for you and who's against you. So he would push me, even though during those times when I felt that I couldn't do it and I wanted to throw in the towel, he believed in me, you know. So you always need someone around you that believes in you, sometimes more than you believe in yourself, because that's what keeps you going. And that goes to the circle of influence that I talk about when I go out and speak to folks. It's really important to know who's in your circle.
Yes, I am a firm believer in mentors. Anybody that ever hears me speak, I'm like, find a mentor, find two, find three in different aspects of your life, but they can be life changers. And if you have an opportunity to be a mentor, that's definitely something that will give you more than you can probably imagine.
That's right.
That is wonderful, wonderful. So, as you said, what is one characteristic that you believe every leader should possess in today's world?
Without any doubt, it's integrity. Integrity is the key to everything. And when I look at my life and what I do personally and what I do professionally, it all boils down to integrity, because people believe in who I am. What is my character? What am I representing? You know, when someone sees Salisa, what brand are they seeing? Are they seeing a quality brand, or are they seeing something that has malfunctioned? So for me, it all boils down to integrity. And the one thing that I could share with you all is there's a course that I took at my first company out of college. They had everyone in their sales department go through integrity selling. And I tell you, that course set the foundation for my career. And any company that I work for, wherever I do, even with my nonprofit, we always look at our foundation being about our integrity. You want it to always be a win-win situation. If you can't leave a situation with a customer being better off, then you should not sell that proposition to them. So with integrity selling, it taught us, oh, if the customer, if there is an opportunity to sell your solution, but the customer doesn't need it, what are you going to do? And my company was a firm believer that you tell the customer, be honest, and say, you know what, my solution won't work for me. Those people will remember you for the long haul, and that's how you build those relationships going forward. And folks are going to call you because they were like, that person was honest with me. They didn't just try to sell me what they had to sell.
Awesome.
So integrity.
Yes, wonderful. So, and so important in today's world when we talk about ethics and what's going on out there, integrity is key and will be the key that gets you the repeat business and the referrals and that continued success. So I do want to make sure we have time, so I want to turn over the show to you so you can share some of your golden nuggets tonight on influence with our audience this evening.
Thank you. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in to this show. So Circle of Influence, and one of the things I just mentioned about Dr. Lewis and then even others that have been in my circle, what I found over the years is that it's so key to make sure that you have a tight-knit circle, that the people that are in your circle, and there's different circles of influence you can have. You can have your career circle, your social circle, your family circle, community circle, and you may even have some others. And as Dr. Holly Major mentioned earlier, it's all about when you have a mentor, you have a mentor for every aspect of your life. So for your career, for your, you know, social, for your community. And I reference to those mentors as coaches. So you look at having those kind of people in your life because that's what's going to push you forward. So one of the things about the circle of influence is really seeing how tight that circle is. So if you just take your career circle, you want to make sure that people that you have in that circle within the career are people that are for you. So if you're standing in the middle of the circle and you have all the outside forces of the world out there bombarding you, would the people that are the outer circle that are standing around you, would they be able to protect you? So it's all about your protection and how those people will lift you up. You want to make sure that you're in an environment that people are constantly challenging you and they're pushing you forward and they're keeping you honest. So I look at my circle, and a lot of times, you know, you have, like in your social circle, you have friends, and you'll say, you know what, this girl, she really gets on my nerves, but at the end of the day, she keeps me honest. So those are the kind of people that you want in your circle that are going to build you, that they're going to keep you on task. They're going to say, you know, you made this commitment. Have you followed through on that commitment? You know, this is something that you look to do going forward, and you said this was a part of your five-year plan. What happened? 5 years are here, and I haven't heard anything else on it. Those are the kind of people that you want to keep in that circle because they're going to constantly challenge you. They're going to keep you on your P's and Q's, so you're not just going backwards and losing track on the things that you have put out there that you're going to accomplish. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that our circles all coincide. So when I look at my career circle and my social circle, and I'll just talk a little bit about some of the things that I'm involved in the community. So when I look at my social aspects, my career, I have an engineering degree. I have an executive MBA, as Dr. Holly Major has mentioned. You know, I have a group of friends that are from the engineering world. I have a group of friends that are from the business world. Then I attend different types of conferences where I could, you know, interact with professionals, like-minded individuals that are looking to take their careers to another level. So once I go to these different events and share with these different organizations, I find people that I can either – they are on the same level as me or they are where I'm trying to go. And I look at those individuals and try to bring them as a part of my circle. And each time I build that circle, I'm really looking at, okay, what is my weakest link? And at the end of the day, when you look at your circle, you should be the weakest link. Now, I get a lot of people that challenge me on that, and they're like, well, why would I be the weakest link? Because when you look at the links in your circle, you want to make sure if there's ever a breach, the breach is not coming from the people that are around you. The breach is within yourself, like, and that's where you have to push yourself a little bit harder. So I'll give an example of, for me, I travel a lot. I work for a global company. So I'm in different countries, and I'm traveling across the United States, you know, just building business. And for me, convenience is really important. So I had a young lady that happened to be in my social circle, and she was a part of one of the professional organizations I belong to. So a lot of times we will think, oh, this person is a part of this professional organization. This is a great person to have in my circle. And you don't even validate it. You don't go through and do any kind of background or anything. You just assume because they're part of an organization that you have a whole lot of respect for, that you have nothing but quality people. Well, this young lady had targeted me during the time that I was traveling, and I was trying to get a lot of things done on my personal aspect, so she offered to do all these things. Well, the one thing I didn't pay attention to is I only knew her for 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, this lady's offering to do a whole lot of things for me. So one of my weaknesses is convenience. I want things that will be very convenient for me. Well, people are going to study you, and they're going to find out what your strengths and weaknesses are. Make sure you know what those are before anyone else knows, because people will try to use your weakness as their advantage. So this young lady breached my circle. And thank goodness for intuition. So we all have some sense of intuition. Now the question is, are we in tune with our intuition or not? So your intuition, if you're not in tune with what your you know, what your gut is telling you, look at these three different steps and say, okay, you know, who do I have in my circle? What value are they bringing to that relationship? How long have I known this person to allow them into that personal space? Because your circle is your personal space. You know, if someone you've known for 2 weeks and they're offering to do the world for you, a red flag should go up. You know, and we got to recognize our weaknesses at that time, because, see, for me, my weakness was convenience. So this person was offering to do things for me that I, at the time, didn't want to do because I was trying to accomplish something else. So I accepted the offer. And then when I recognized, as time went on, I recognized it wasn't that the person was really in my corner and a person was there to support me. It was actually a person that was trying to get an advantage for themselves. And it's okay that we all try to go out there and get our own personal advantages, but we want to make sure that somebody is not taking advantage of you to get ahead. So, you know, everyone's familiar with the craft in the pot mentality. Well, you'll have someone try to pull you down in order to lift themselves up. And that was a scenario that I found with the young lady. But it took me a few weeks, and my intuition actually told me in the beginning that something wasn't right. But for me, I enjoyed the convenience. So I disregarded my intuition, and I went with convenience. And I'm just saying to each of you ladies today, make sure that you stay in tune with your intuition and understand where you're at and where you want to go, who's around you and who's going to help you get there. And at the end of the day, it's not really that you are trying to take from anybody. You're just trying to build a quality around you. I always say to my kids, I say, where do you want to be? Do you want to be in the palace or do you want to be in the gutter? And they're like, Mom, why do you have to say that? And I said, because there's decisions you have to make. If you decide you want to be in the gutter, there's not much you have to do every day. When you get up every day, you can just lounge around and do not much. But if you want to be in a palace, you have to somehow get to the gate. So when they open the gate, you can kind of sneak in there and stand outside the door. And when they open the door of the palace, you can see what the queen is doing if you're looking to become a queen. But unless you're in that environment, you're never going to know what a queen does. So I say about your circle, if you're trying to be a senior vice president of a company, make sure in your circle you have some senior vice presidents or presidents of companies, because you can peek and see what they're doing and learn those skill sets. You know, if you're saying, oh, I'm not really striving to do much and I just want to just kind of get by, then you don't need to worry about a circle of influence. But for each of you on this call today, you all are power brokers. So you're looking at taking your careers to that next level. And when to that next level, it comes with a cost. And the cost is making sure you add up who's around you. And then the people that are around you are bringing you what you need to go to your next level. Dr. Holly, I wanted to see if there were any questions at this time. If not, what I can do is I can also add, if there's one biggest challenge that I found that leaders face today, and that challenge I found to be securing people that are passionate about the work they do instead of having people driven by the size of their paycheck. Right now, a lot of folks are out there just trying to see how much they can make. And as each of you are probably aware of, in order to take your career to the next level, you need to be passionate about what you do, whatever it is. And whatever it is, it coincides with your personal life and then it goes into your professional life. My commitment is to making this world a better place, so making it better than it was before I got here. And that's in my personal and that's in my professional. So from a personal standpoint, you know, in developing leaders with young people that are considered at risk, showing them that they have the potential inside of them to change anything about themselves as long as they are with the right type of people. When I look at my professional career, I'm in the environmental business and really trying to make this world a little bit more environmentally friendly and eliminating waste. So when I tie those two together, it's really how am I making the space a little bit better? So my thing is, like, how do you find people that have a mission? They're a mission-driven individual, a person that's looking at saying, you know, in my personal and professional life, this is what I believe in, and this is what I'm looking to accomplish. And when you tie those two together, you'll see how your career will just soar. You'll take off, and there's no one stopping you. You'll have so many opportunities that come your way that you're going to have to turn them down. One resource that I would say for you to consider, if you're not on LinkedIn, use that as a resource because that's where a lot of people get connected. I remember when I first got on LinkedIn, I'm not a social media person, so LinkedIn is probably the only place you'll really find me. But once you get on LinkedIn, you'll see people start getting connected, and you'll connect with some power brokers. People will see what you're doing, and they don't even know you, and they'll want to connect to you. So you got to make sure, though, that your circle is tight. So back to the whole circle of influence, that whoever you're connected with on LinkedIn, you're not arbitrarily just connecting with anyone. I get requests daily of people wanting to connect with me. And I look at and see, how does that tie into my circle? And if they don't tie into my circle and there's really no value to my circle, I don't bring them in. Because some people might try to be a friend with you in order to get in touch with your circle. And then they'll be making calls to your friends and your colleagues, and they're basically just utilizing you to advance their agenda. So you want to make sure whoever's in that circle that you have the right individuals that are going to help advance your agenda versus them just taking advantage of your connection to advance their agenda. Another recommendation that I would give to individuals that are looking and looking to become a better leader is get the book How to Win Friends and Influence People if you don't have it by Dale Carnegie. That's a book that I actually, in the beginning of my career, I went through the Dale Carnegie course. And if you have an opportunity to do that course, it's still, even though we're doing a whole lot of e-learning and technology, they still offer those courses. They actually offer the course online now as well. That course I did, and that book really teaches you how to communicate with people, how to build your influence. People that are thinking differently than you, or how to create sales opportunities for yourself. This book shows you how to really get into the minds of people and approach them at their level. So you're approaching them where they are feeling, okay, how could they help you? And you always want to look at what's in it for me. So from a customer perspective, from any friends or whatever, it's all about what's in it for them. And so if you read that book, it definitely tells you how to connect with people and how to be an effective communicator.
Yes, awesome, awesome. You have shared some really great things with us this evening.
especially there were a few nuggets that really kind of stood out to me when you were talking about influence and in terms of knowing who's in your circle and being the weakest link. Oftentimes we think that we need to be the strongest one in the circle and hold it together. And I think sometimes as women, that's something that we naturally want to do. Our nurturing nature takes in, and we want to take care of everyone. And sometimes it's to our disadvantage to not be able to realize that we need to give that same care to our circle of influence. And when you said that everyone is not for you, you know, who's for you and who's against you. Sometimes people get so caught up in, you know, if you think about social media now in terms of who has the most friends and who has the most connections and stuff. And, you know, I don't have 1,000 friends. There's not 1,000 people that I would call to loan me $5. So, you know, sometimes we get caught up in some of the societal things that have taken over with social media, and it's about the number of people in our lives and not about the quality of people in our lives. So it does hone that in. So I think circle of influence is very important, particularly for our millennials and in our youth, in terms of who are they spending their time around. And those are the people who are influencing them, whether they realize it or not. So, yes. So I think that's great. And one last comment that I wanted to hone in, you said you need to be passionate to take your career to the next level about what you do. And probably as an engineer, I know I went to engineering school too. There were a lot of people who started out engineering because they were driven by money. But when the courses started to fall and the Pascal classes started to take place, you know, you saw that number start to dwindle down. So those who were really passionate and wanted to be there were able to stand true. And then the rest of us became business majors or whatever else that we began to really look at what our true passion was. So this has been great. You shared a lot of good information. I want to thank you, Ms. Berrien, for joining us this evening. You have shared a wealth of knowledge with us, and it's always great to speak with you. You know, I'm always inspired by the work that you do, not only, you know, as an engineer, as a corporate leader, as a but also in the community, all the great things that you're doing. I say keep doing what you're doing. You are making a difference in the lives of our next generation and our future leaders. So, you know, I congratulate you on the work that you do, and I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
So that's wonderful. Do you have any last comment or to find?
Yeah, So the one last thing that I would leave with you is to ensure that you continue to grow and develop as a leader, make sure you do things to help yourself. So I became a self-help queen. I started getting a whole lot of self-help books, going to self-help conferences. I look at who's in my circle, back to what Dr. Holly Major said about, like, even with the social media, like, do you need all those people? You know, keep your circle tight. Take some R&R for yourself. Go, you know, away to an island or go to, you know, a place that you find serenity. You know, do that stuff to always rebuild yourself.
Yes, we have about 30 seconds, so I just wanted to say thank you again. And for March, our theme will be Entrepreneur Leaders. Our special guest on March 4th will be Letitia Nicole. She is a corporate leader in the long-term care industry and has taken on the title of entrepreneur. She is the Letitia Nicole Speak Life platform that she will wow you with all the great things that she is doing. So tune in on the first Wednesday of March. Our affirmation will end today. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, you are a leader. Elisa?
I'm here.
Okay. The recording's over. It does not play.
Is it over?
Yes.